Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The FAA has launched an investigation into Southwest Airlines.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg is on our news line. Peter, I know one concern here is the weight and balance calculations of baggage loaded onto jetliners.
Yes, so what the FAA determined was there was a widespread miscalculation of the total weight of bags checked in on individual flights that could vary as much as 1,000 pounds per flight. Now, while that in itself is not a critical weight differential, it could be a problem if you, let's say, lost an engine on takeoff and had to calculate. Because when you do the final weight and balance on a flight, you have to determine your takeoff speed, your decision speed, your abort speed. That's all based on how you set your flaps, but it's always based on the total weight of the plane. So that's one of the things they're looking at right now.
Is this just mathematical errors, or is there something in the procedure that needs to be fixed?
It's really in the procedure that has to be fixed. You know, when you go to the supermarket and you weigh a pound of grapes, somebody has to check the weight of those scales to see if they're accurate. Who's checking the scales at the airports? And that's an interesting consideration for passengers as well as the airlines.
And this comes after Southwest had already declared a state of operational emergency, so many jetliners being taken out of service. How concerned should the flying public be if they book flights on Southwest?
Well, I think they should be very happy that they did take them out of service. You're dealing with about 100 flights that were canceled last Friday. And what that means, if you actually take a look at the number of flights a Southwest Airlines plane makes in a day, that's about between 20 and 30 planes taken out of service, which is much higher than normal. Usually it's around 10 to 12 for just regular maintenance checks. So it's just an anomaly that happened. It happened at the same time the FAA was launching the probe into the weight miscalculation. But in the end, Southwest does have a relatively good reputation for their maintenance.
All right, Peter, thanks. That's CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.